Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to the Laptop Empires Podcast featuring Mike Yanda and Bobby Hoyt. Sit back, relax, and learn how to make a crap load of money online.
I will fire clients.
Look, I'm just trying to stay married as hell.
Listen, man, if they can't sell without paid traffic, they sure as hell can't sell with it.
We always forget what we're talking about. Must be the wine.
I will earn that money back and destroy him.
Dude, if your internet's going to be boo-boo this entire time, I'm going to be mad.
Howdy and welcome to the Laptop Empires Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Yanda. And today we're going to talk about the five things we wish we knew when we started our businesses. And, you know, as always, I'm here with Bobby, who, you know, you've been running Millennial Money Man for what, 3 years now? Something like that.
You forgot to intro me. I'm so hurt right now.
Oh shit. You were actually, sorry.
I was actually keep going with the podcast, but
sorry. Okay. I actually didn't forget to intro you. I was trying to introduce the subject and then transition to like saying, hey, I'm here with Bobby. And then, you know, I had this little like thing in my throat because I'm not feeling great, but you know, thanks for throwing me under the bus within the first 30 seconds of the podcast.
No, bro. I was just like, I just got cut out of the podcast somehow. Like I go on vacation for 2 weeks and all of a sudden I'm no longer part of the podcast.
Hey, this is the Laptop Empires Podcast here with Mike, not Bobby. I'm just going to talk to my microphone by myself for the next half hour. No, that's not it at all. Anything else you want to? Okay. Anything else you want to chime in with? All right, cool.
I'm tired of this ridiculousness. Let's just jump into this thing.
Okay. All right. So yeah, we're talking about five things that we wish we'd known when we started our businesses, right? And you've had Millennial Money Man for a little over 3 years. I've had multiple businesses and kind of gone through multiple pivots, but I've been in the online business world for a little over 5 years now. And there's a lot of stuff. Like one of the great things starting Laptop Empires is we knew what to do, what not to do. We still learn new things every day, but I mean, you know, we had an advantage starting knowing what to focus on. And this was just an interesting like conversation we were having before we're like, hey, let's record. And we started talking before we even decided what we were going to record. And so we jotted down five things out of that conversation and here we are. Yeah.
Well, it's so weird because I've been doing this for 3 years and it feels like 30, you know what I mean? And it's just like, I've learned so much. Like I was thinking about it the other day and we built a house and Coral, you know, my wife Coral and I, our lives have changed so much in the last 3 years, but it still feels like I started the business like 10 or 15 years
ago. Yesterday. I was going to say, it feels like yesterday, but also feels like ages ago.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird how that happens. Like online business, we've talked about this before. Like online businesses, like it's strange because
it's like dog years.
Yeah, it's so weird. You know, it's like 3 years ago was just yesterday, but at the same time, it feels like a million years ago. So
You know, this is a good example. Laptop Empires. It's been since January, but like that feels like 3 years ago.
And I was looking at it. I kept feeling like, okay, we're halfway through the year. And then I looked up and it's September already. And I'm like, oh my God, we're almost on Q4. Like we're about to close out the first year. And it's like, I don't know why that is about online businesses. I haven't owned other businesses, so maybe it's different, but it just seems like, cause I know a lot of bloggers that quit after like 7 or 8 years or 9 years or whatever. Cause they're just like, I can't do this anymore. And so there's just something about the online business model that I feel like is,
I wonder if you listen and you own a brick and mortar business, would love to hear if you experience this as well. I'll have to ask some of my brick and mortar business friends, but I know, or, you know, some of my friends that like hung their own shingle as attorneys, but I know like when I think back, I saw some pictures of the weekend of my law school graduation and was looking at the date and I was like, oh wow, that was not as long ago as I thought it was. Like, it feels like it was 10 years ago. And it definitely wasn't. So, so this is, it's interesting. You learn a lot so quickly. You make mistakes so quickly. You can grow so quickly. it's one of those things. I think like what the reason I say, you know, I said it feels like yesterday at the same time, because you know, the whole concept of an overnight success, it actually takes so much longer. And with business, it can take you so long. And like when you're in the process of building the business, it feels like it's been forever. But the reason that I said that it kind of feels like it was just yesterday is because when you look back and you go, look how much I've accomplished in 3 years, it's right. really such a short time period to have any kind of level of success. So when you look at it that way, it's like, wow, it was just a blink of an eye. Right. And your days go by so fast. You never really get everything done. So anyway, it's just a really interesting thing that we could ramble on about and have no point, but you know, let's dive into this. So we do have these five things. This was kind of an interesting conversation, and I'm sure other people have other things. I'd love to hear, you know, from our listeners, you know, in the comments, like what things do you wish you had known when you started? Because a lot of you have been in this, even if you've only been in it for a couple months, like you've probably learned a lot. Like it's a fast, tough education. So please share that with us. But the first one, which kind of made you laugh when I mentioned it, is you have to know how you're going to make money when you start your business.
That one does make me laugh. Cause like when I left my job, I had no idea what I was doing. I had no idea. Like I sit there and I look at what I did. And I'm like, how in the world, like how the hell did I survive? Because I didn't know how to make money. I didn't know how to sell anything. I didn't have a readership. I didn't have products. Like right. It was just like, you know, this really ridiculous kind of jump into this world. But man, yeah, I wish I had done things differently. Probably be successful now. Like,
yeah. And I think, you know, for me, you know, when I got started in the online fitness space, I knew I was going to sell coaching. Right. And so I kind of had this advantage that I knew that, and I was able to work backwards from there and kind of plan what I needed to do to actually sell it. But right. what I didn't know is I didn't know what was the format. What was that going to look like? Like how much was it going to cost? Why was it going to be delivered? What was it going to be, you know? And there's a lot of ways to do that, but I wish I had known that and figured that out sooner. But I think like for you, like if you're like a blogging is a really good example. Are you starting a blog? Like one, are you starting it to be a business or is it a hobby blog? Like that's like, you've got to decide that. And if it's going to be a business, then you damn well better treat it like a business. And so then the next thing you got to figure out is, are you going to sell courses? Is it going to be tons of traffic and display ads? Is it going to be affiliate stuff? I mean, there's so many different things that you can do, but like you kind of need to decide that because really good example. You did a lot with affiliate sales and things right. and display ads like early on. And then, you know, we put out the course and that really kind of changed things. So you can always go in saying, I'm going to do this. And maybe you go another way, but it's going to be a lot faster. If you know ahead of time, I'm going to teach people how to do this, or I'm going to sell them coaching on this, or I'm going to go, you know, for affiliates, like maybe it's a niche site, you know, like a right. niche site to promote affiliate products versus a personal brand, even a personal brand that's selling affiliate products, like they're going to take you down vastly different paths. And I think it's important to kind of like know where you're going, know how you right. plan to make money right, you know, as you're getting started, like pretty quickly.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I just, there's just so many different ways you can go with anything. Like when I've talked about this a little bit on the podcast, but when I first left, like I was going to do these like traveling seminars with right. high school kids. And I didn't even think that through. I was just like, yeah, I'll just do these seminars. Cause when I left, the principal was like, I told him like, I want to do these things and I'll charge whatever per kid. And he was like, oh, totally. You should come back and do that. And let's talk about it. And then as I started thinking about it more, I was like, wait, you know, if my whole job in existence was traveling to every high school and just doing right. something like that, like,
is that what you want?
Yeah. It would be like a traveling salesperson, you know, like all I would be doing is traveling from like one town to the next, like trying to teach kids about something that they may or may not be interested in. And so, but that was what I was originally, that was like my plan to quote unquote make it, you know, and then I quickly realized like, okay, that kind of sucks. That's a terrible plan. And then it became the blogging thing. And then, you know, I wanted to do what Jay Money from budgetsaresexy.com. Like I wanted a very similar business model to that where it was like, you know, he made money off affiliate income and ad revenue, but doesn't have any courses or anything like that. I didn't even know about courses. And so that was kind of like the vision that I had in my head, like, okay, right. I want to be, you know, I want to be kind of like that. Now it's changed a ton, you know, so.
Yeah. Yeah. And I definitely, you know, I love that model. And I love that idea of like, you're putting out content and you're selling affiliate products and you're advertising and all that kind of paying your way. But you know, that doesn't happen overnight. And you and I talk about this so much. It's one of the reasons that we created the Facebook side hustle. Like we really like had two audiences mind with that, right? Like there was the, right. The main one, which is just like anybody that wants to make a little bit of extra money to achieve whatever financial goal. But then there was like this smaller group of like, hey, bloggers, like, you know, if you're just getting started, you know, and they're like in the situation you were, where it was like, I got to make money somehow. Because we, you know, there's so many bloggers, they quit before they make it because they're not bringing money in. And like, you need to know, like, how am I going to make money? And a freelance business, like whether you're, you know, doing SEO for somebody or you're doing digital marketing, like we suggest, or you're a graphic designer, whatever it may be, freelance writing, right? Whatever it is, like having something like that, that you can kind of make some money. Like it's a good idea when you're going into this, especially if you're planning to do something like grow a blog or a podcast or YouTube, and you want to monetize it. Like if you're trying to put out content, grow an audience, and you want to monetize it, how are you going to monetize it from day one? Right. And doing these freelance services isn't really monetizing that thing that you're doing, that business, but it's the thing that you can do on the side hustle for your main hustle to support right. yourself. Cause like, you still got to put food on the table, especially if you're married like us. Like if you don't bring something in that causes problems with the wifey, you know? So it's good to know exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just, you know, and the other thing for me too, is that, you know, we were living at my in-law's house at the time. And I remember when I told Coral that I was leaving my job, and like her mom Ardell came in the room and was just like, you're doing what? You know? And I was just like, well, I'm going to quit my job to start this blog. And I think looking back on that, in that moment, she was probably like, oh my God, I can't believe my daughter's about to be this idiot. You know, and like, fortunately it's all worked out. And I think she likes me, but like, it's just, I don't know, man. Just, yeah. If I could go back, I would have really thought out how I was actually going to make money first instead of just doing what I did. But you know, hey,
total sidebar before we go to the next one. When I proposed to Katie, the joke in our family was that I went to her parents to get their permission for her to be my sugar mama. Oh, because wow. 'Cause we got married. We got married, went on our honeymoon, right? We get back from our honeymoon, and the next week I started law school. And that was three years of me not working to be a full-time law student. Like I could only work so many hours and still be a full-time student. And so I really wasn't bringing in any money. And so that was kind of like, that joke was, you know, kind of just reminded me. You're like, yeah, I'm just going to quit my job. And they're like, what on earth? And that was the joke. Like, my daughter's going to pay your way. Like, okay. Oh, God.
I know. Coral's parents were super cool. They never like said anything about it. In fact, I think my parents were more, my mom was like, what the hell? Like, what do you do? What are you doing? My dad thought it was really cool. So he was just like, oh yeah, it's going to be awesome. You know, Coral's parents were super cool about it. Unless they talked about it like behind closed doors. And they're just like, God, I hope Coral didn't just marry a freaking dumb person.
Moron.
Yeah. A total moron.
Moron. Yeah.
Yes. So know how you're going to make money. That's a good one.
We are, which once again brings us back to, we're very fortunate. We definitely outkicked our coverage. So I think another one, this is one that you brought up, and I mean, we live this every day. It doesn't matter how well you do, it's constantly coming up. And that's that, like, setbacks aren't the end of the world. Things are not going to go right. And that's just part of it.
Yeah, that's true, man. There are so many times early on when like one small thing would go wrong and I felt like, that's it. I'm done. I'm business dead, you know, like, like now looking back on, I mean, we have setbacks all the time with just, you know, we have a technical difficulty right now with one of our courses. And it's like, you can either take those kind of things and panic, or you can take those things and just go, okay, crap, I got to fix that real quick. You know what I mean? So,
well, it's like every single time we've launched a course, the week of launch, Facebook has done something crazy. Like they've done something crazy. Like they had an algorithm change, or the second launch was Cambridge Analytica. You know, we had some shenanigans this time. I mean, there's always something. And
this time was my favorite, actually, because I think it was the funniest. Can we just talk about it real quick? Or do you not want to bring that up?
I'm afraid they're going to hear me talking.
Yeah.
Stay in jail forever.
Yeah. I'll just tell the story real quick. I won't go into super detail, but we were all messaging during the launch, and like all of us got shut out of Facebook. Like you got shut, your account got shut out. I got shut out. Mel got shut out.
A bunch of other people too.
Yeah. My new VA, Rachel, she got shut out. Like all these people got shut out. And then it was like asking me to like send a picture in of myself to verify. And I had never seen that from Facebook before. So I was like,
really quickly though, to clarify, just so it doesn't seem like everybody involved with Laptop Empires got shut out. I have friends that are not in the business world and friends and like other, you know, other people that got locked out. Like it wasn't just us.
Yeah.
It really affected us.
Yeah. For some reason, it just really targeted us. And then, so the last couple of days, like you've been out, like your Facebook profile has been shut down. So we've had this really fun, we were going to hold a wake for you. And like, we were, we might still do it. I don't know. But like, I've been changing the group banner for the Laptop Empire course community. I've been changing that periodically to like send messages to you, even though you can't see them. So.
Oh yeah. But my mom is in our course community. Oh,
that's right.
She took our course. So I'm getting texts from my mom and she's like, so-and-so in your group did this. So-and-so in your group did this. So yeah, it's funny.
But I think the other thing about that though, is like you actually, this is a perfect example of like experience being a good thing here. Like you actually got locked out of your ad accounts for your clients. And that's my business. Yeah. Like if that had happened to me 3 years ago, I would have probably just had a heart attack and just died right there. I would have been like, I'm done. But for you,
instead, I was just really pissed off.
Yeah, you were mad.
But we just went with it.
Yeah, you had some systems in place and stuff, and we figured it out. But like, it's just one of those things where the small things that go wrong aren't the end of the world. But that's something you learn over time. You know,
I heard recently, and it's so true, that 99% of your failures in business are not going to be catastrophic. I think that was the exact word. 99% of your failures won't be catastrophic. And it's true. Like it's one of those things. I think if you look at the people that have been successful or having some level of success, they have learned to accept failure, learn from it, and move quickly. And I know we definitely have learned that. Like when something goes wrong, we spend a few minutes on it, we address it, we make the changes that are necessary, we take the next step, we figure it out. And I think it's that not dwelling on your failures. Like that's how they get screwed up. Failures become catastrophic when you dwell on them or when you allow them to prevent you from taking the next step, or when you're so focused like that the way that I was doing is the only way, and you fail to accept the failure as a sign to do something different.
At the end of the day, things are going to go wrong. Like it's just inevitable. Like something we talk about when we do launches, like something will always – whatever can go wrong will go wrong. You told me that before we did our first launch, and it was like, it's true. It's just ridiculous things happen, and you just go, you know, you can either get really upset or you can just fix it and move on, and just it's part of being in business.
Yep. So the third one, and this, there's so many facets to this, but you've got to keep things simple. This is the thing that people screw up more than anything, I feel like, is they try to overcomplicate it. They try to have the biggest, fanciest funnel. They try to have 15,000 variations of their offer. You know, that's one of those things. Whenever we look at stuff, it's like, what is the easiest way we can do this to just do it? And then we'll figure out how to grow it or how to improve it later. It's always the minimum viable dose. Even the course, like when we first launched Facebook Side Hustle, like we didn't go into that with the intent to make Laptop Empires this big thing and have a podcast and have a website. We actually formed the company just to protect our other businesses, right?
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah, we're going to launch this thing and it's either going to be really cool or it's going to suck. And okay, either way, we're going to, you know, we'll make a few bucks, we'll help some people.
Right.
And, but not only did it go really well, but during that time we were like, okay, that was a lot of fun. We get along really well. We mesh well together as partners. Like, why not do more? Like we can see where this is going. Why not pursue it? But it was really simple. Like we didn't try to make it super fancy right out of the gate. It was just outline the content, create the content, send emails. Like that was it.
Yeah.
You know? Well, I mean,
but that happens in every, like even from a blogger, like blogging perspective, there are so many people that spend so much time focusing on like every little tiny word that they write, and they want to get the right message across, and they want to do all this stuff. And if you spend that much time on your content and like freaking out about your content, you don't put anything out there. What I do now is I just put stuff out there. I have an editor now, but like back in the day, I just put stuff out there. And right. if it had typos in it, I'd go back and fix them when people called me out. Or like, actually my mom calls me out consistently on it. She's like, I get a text message as soon as she sees one. But those are like, you just got to move fast. Like in business, things move fast. You got to move fast and just do things and hope it works out.
Yeah. And a lot of the little things, they just don't matter. Right? Like if you keep it simple and you paint in the broad strokes, you're going to do well. You're going to hit on something. And you know, you're talking about like the little things like bloggers focusing on like every little word being perfect and all of that. You know, I had somebody message me the other day because I said something in an email, like I said, damn or crap or something like that. And they're like, this is not very professional. I can't really take you seriously because you said that. And I'm like, okay, like then awesome. Like there's an unsubscribe button that is required by law to be at the bottom of every one of my emails. Like go ahead and click it because I'm just talking the way I talk. I've had somebody before that is like, you know, it really annoys me that you say y'all. I was like, okay.
Really?
Well, yeah. And I'm like, I'm from Texas. Like if you and I had a beer, I would say y'all every 5 seconds. Like that's how right. I talk. I don't like, I type the way I talk, stream of conscious. And so, but on the flip side of that, you do that as well. And not being a perfectionist and not trying to be super done up and professional and talking in your voice, like it makes you more relatable because it makes you a person instead of a robot.
Yeah, I agree. And hopefully it doesn't come across as like, don't be detailed with your work or whatever, but just don't like obsess. Cause like,
yeah,
typos and stuff are bad. And like, yeah, maybe.
But it's not the end of the world going back.
It's not the end of the world. Yeah. I have gotten to the point though, where when people send me a typo email, like, hey, you spelled this wrong. I'm just like, God, like, I've seen so many of those over the course of like, you know, like, and I've talked to other bloggers and they hate that stuff too, but it's just part of the game.
Here's a better example of keeping things simple. Keeping things simple means focusing on the important things or narrowing down what you focus on, because we already as business owners have so many things to do and we have such a long to-do list and it's so hard to get everything done during the day. So make it easier on yourself. And one that you and I talk about all the time is have a content platform, like your creative platform, and then have a social media platform and just focus on one of each. If you really feel like I have my blog, that's my creative platform. And then I like Twitter. I like hanging out on Twitter, you know, like that's where I want to spend my time. Then make that where you engage with your audience and you show your personality and you have your conversations. You don't need to go and take your article and then create a video about your article and then put it on Instagram, put it on YouTube, put on like you and I are starting to really distribute on a lot more platforms, but that's because now, like, it's not us doing all of that, right? Like we're leveraging our team and our resources to be able to put the content out in more places and reach more people. That's not what we did early on. Like we kept our focus simple. I know for me personally, I tend to get in those shiny object things where I find myself bleeding over into like doing too much stuff. And then I have to think and like rein myself in and bring it back. But I always try and rein myself in, bring it back and just focus on as few things as possible because I know that's where I'm going to see the most return on my time investment.
Yeah. One last thing about keeping it simple. I think this is like a bigger overarching theme. Family and family and friends are more important than business. And I think that like a lot of people get wrapped up in like their business being their whole life.
Yeah.
When really it's like your business is not your whole life, like your family and the people that are close to you, that's your life, you know? And so I think if you keep that perspective and keep it simple in that way, then it just, the business thing is so much easier. It's so much less stressful.
Dude, I'm glad you brought that up because this is something I've struggled with. And I know you've struggled with it before. And if anybody goes back to our work-life balance episode, we talk about this a lot where we say like, you know, we didn't have the perfect freedom lifestyle, work-life balance or whatever. We really worked our asses off to get to a certain point. But now we're sitting here and we're going, okay, do I really need to do that extra thing? Do I need to take on that extra client? Do I need to do this? Do I need to do that? Because like you're saying, like the time with your family, your friends, like that really is the most important thing. It's hard to see that from the beginning though. Like it is because earning money and taking care of your family is kind of that thing. You know, you're like, this is most important. This is like pressing right now. And it is, but there's a bigger picture. And I think that could be perfectly in there. That could have been its own topic of things you wish you would have known from day one. Another one that you brought up I thought was really interesting was you said that you would wish you would have gotten more involved with communities. And I really liked that one. I thought, could you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, since I've been running Millennial Money Man, I haven't been the most collaborative blogger. Like, I have a very tight group of blogging friends, and it's not because I'm like trying to be rude to other people. I'm just more of an introvert. So like, there's a small group of people I can get to know and hang out with and talk business, that's cool. But I think I wish that I had, there's so many online communities out there that are business. They're just like business masterminds, like big business, like groups that everybody gets in and shares ideas and stuff like that. You get to see other people's struggles and successes. And there are so many of those that I wish I had done instead of just doing my own thing from the beginning and just like being very focused on me and myself. I think I would have learned a lot more faster and had maybe even more progress if I had kind of surrounded myself with more people.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, and for me, I wasn't involved in a lot of communities. I think like there were Facebook groups that I joined almost to my detriment though. I think early on I got really involved in these communities and I participated and consumed a lot of content, and it did. I learned a ton and I got a lot of perspectives, and that's, I kind of have this varied toolkit now. But at the same time, when I really started seeing results when I pulled back from some of these communities and started focusing like very specifically on certain things. But if I hadn't have been in those communities, like that's where my education came from, and I wouldn't have known what to focus on, and I wouldn't have known what I was drawn to and what I liked and what was important. I had to learn those things. And so I think especially like Facebook groups, like you don't have to pay for these masterminds or anything like that. There are some amazing communities, amazing Facebook groups that you can go join, and you can really learn from people that are where you want to be. And learn from them and get a free education, and, or, you know, even buy some of their products and learn from them and take things to the next level. So I like that. So another side of this, like getting involved with communities, at least on my end, is like going to things, like going to seminars and events and stuff like that. I've never done that. And like, for me, part of it is just like, it's hard with the kids. Like I take care of the kids, like, you know, it's hard to get away, but you invited me to FinCon, and this will actually be the first event I've gone to. You know, and a lot of our listeners are going to be there, which is going to be really cool. There's a lot of people I don't know, like I'm not like in the personal finance world. So, you know, I kind of feel like I'm just crashing a little bit, but yeah. I'm excited about it. I'm excited to meet new people, excited to meet people in your industry. I'm excited to meet people that I've met since we started Laptop Empires. And I'm looking forward to going to something like this. I've always wanted to go to something like this. You know, you and I have talked about like finding like a podcasting kind of event or something next year. It would be kind of fun. Like, I think this kind of stuff is going to be really cool. I'm excited to get involved in this way. And I'm excited, you know, we're talking about like having a little champagne mastermind, like inviting some people together and doing our own little thing and like hanging out and really getting to know people on a more personal level and like share like more meat and potatoes, like help everybody, you know, like help each other grow their business type stuff, which I think will be a lot of fun. And I hope we get a lot of people to go to.
It'll be interesting because like last year was the first year that like I had people like coming up to me and like saying like, hey, I've been following you. And it was really cool. But like, that's not my comfort zone at all. Like,
yeah,
because I'm an introvert. So like when people come up and they, you know, they want to talk and stuff, it's like, it's kind of difficult for me, but I know it's important. And I have a feeling this year is going to be more of that, you know, but you'll probably like that though, because people want to meet you too. So it'll be, it's a good thing. It's really cool to meet all those people and meet people that have supported you and followed your brand and all that. But
yeah,
me to do that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, it'll be fun. Like I'm not, you'll probably notice I'll get like really uncomfortable when it's somebody I don't know. Yeah. And then, but if it's somebody that like maybe I've talked to online, then I'll love it and I'll eat it up. Cause I love getting to know people. Like I'm really outgoing with people I know, at least a little bit. I'm really bad at cold introductions though, you know? So that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's chill. The cool thing about FinCon, you know, I don't want to turn this into a FinCon thing, but like it's at least very relaxed. It's a lot of fun. People are super nice. And like, I don't talk to a whole lot of brands anyways. Like that's not really part of what I do. So I don't have to like be all buttoned up and lame. I can kind of just go and be myself.
I think the most exciting thing about it for me is getting to meet people that do what we do and get it. Because it's so rare. I mean, like, you and I reconnected because it was like, hey, somebody from my real life, not my interwebs life, like my right. real life that does this, like, let's talk. And so it'll be really cool to be around people that do what we do. Because I know, I'm sure you get this a lot, but like, I have, one of the things I've always noticed since I made the switch is like, when we hang out with people, they talk to my wife a lot about like her job, her work, what she does and all that kind of stuff. And then like avoid that topic with me because it's uncomfortable because they don't get it, you know? And so that'll be really cool.
Yeah.
And I think that's, I was gonna say one more thing with communities, just like our involvement and like the people that we've met in the business world has been huge for us. Like getting to talk to somebody, like calling somebody up and saying, hey, we're trying to do this thing. Could you spare 20 minutes to kind of like give us some information, right? Or, you know, bringing in, we need somebody to do, help us with these ads. Or we need somebody to help us write copy, or we need somebody to do this for us. Like, we've been able to like go to trusted sources or just have conversations with people we've built relationships with, we've become friends with, who are an expert in whatever that thing that we needed help with. And it's saved us a lot of money. It's saved us a lot of screw ups. Right. And it's helped us be a lot. It's the thing. You can't be successful without other people. We've had a lot of other people that share in the success that we've had.
Do you want to share that quote again from the Carters?
No, I think if go listen to like every other episode where we quote this thing. It's a good one though.
Yeah, I know.
The very last one is copywriting and sales. Like it's been so important for us. And like, I wish I would have started studying it like from day one, because your ability to sell with words and your ability to understand buying psychology is so important for a business. Like, it's probably the most important thing.
Yeah. You know, what's funny. I remember there was a time where I think I was trying to read a sales book, or like I had a friend in sales and he sent me a book or something. I don't even remember what it was because I didn't finish the whole thing. But there was like a time where I was like practicing. Have you seen Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah.
And he's like, can you sell me this pen?
Sell me this pen.
And I was trying to like sell somebody like an imaginary, like, I was like, how would you sell this? Like, I had no idea. I don't know. You know, I didn't know how to do sales at all in the very,
yeah.
I think now looking back on it, you learn so much, you pick up so much more, but like, you know, I just had no idea what I was doing. So I wish that I don't know if I wanted like a sales training or something like that, but just anything, taking a course on copywriting or just God, anything would have been really helpful.
Yeah. Like, learning about copywriting has been so big for me, especially email copywriting. I tell you what, man, we had Jessica come in and do that live training for the course. And man, I wish I had that training 5 years ago, because in the early days for me, when I first started using paid traffic, I was driving people straight to sales calls for fitness coaching programs. And I was getting people on the phone and I was doing that. And I learned a ton from like reading and attending, you know, webinars and like just, you know, all kinds of different stuff. And I pieced it together. And a lot of it was just like the reps, right? Like just doing it. And it's always going to be the reps. But when she came on and she delivered that training, I was like, this is the best sales training I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot of them. And I feel like if I would have had that 1 hour years ago, I would have been have been so much more successful so much earlier, because I would have converted so many calls. And sales, this drives me nuts, but like, sales is not sleazy. Copywriting is not sleazy. It's only sleazy if you're a horrible human being. Like, that's the only way. Like, sales is the way that you help somebody, because if you're in this for the right reason, if your heart's in the right place, if you're truly trying to help people, the best way for you to help somebody is for them to invest in you. When they put their money into you, into your coaching, into your program, into whatever, they are going to take what you say seriously and they're going to get results, and you're able to like give them the best results possible. Like, I love hearing the stories about how many people who email you because of your writing and how it's changed their life. And I'm not discounting that at all, because it's incredible. And I know that those are like your favorite things ever. Like, every time you get one of those emails, you're like, dude, check this out. And it's like, it gives you chills. And it's so cool. but like for me, like I don't have that. Like I'm delivering a service for people. I don't have as many of those things, but I can only help somebody grow their business if they hire me to help grow their business, you know, yeah. Or they buy my course so that I can teach them all of these things. I give a lot away for free, but like selling to somebody is the way that I can most help someone. And that's not, and I wish more people got that. Like it's not sleazy. It doesn't have to be. Yeah. As long as your heart's in the right place, if you're not trying to, if you don't see people as a number or as a Benjamin, like, you know, unless their name is Ben, you know, is couldn't help it. But you know, if you don't look at people that way, it's not a bad thing. And it's so important. It's the lifeblood of your business.
Yeah, I agree. You know, the funny thing is that training with Jessica, which is only available if you purchase the Facebook Side Hustle course, she wasn't one of her mentors, the Wolf of Wall Street guy.
Yeah, she worked with him. Yeah.
Yeah, she worked with him before he was like this like sleazy, like, you know, whatever he
did in that movie. It was probably after, actually.
Oh, you think so? Oh, I guess that's when he was.
Yeah, I mean, it would have to be after the fact.
Rolling seminars or whatever he did.
Yeah.
But it's just funny because I was thinking about the sell me your pen thing. And
now we're talking about that. Yeah. I remember her name dropping him.
Yeah, that training was incredible, though. And I think, I don't know, it's just stuff like that. Like I would invest in that kind of stuff like candy now. But back when I started, it's like hard to do that because you don't have a lot of money coming in and stuff. So it's just, you know.
But there's so many free resources out there, like communities. Like there's great copywriting communities. There's great sales communities. Like Facebook and YouTube are these massive resources of free trainings on YouTube and educational coaching communities that are free on Facebook. And if you can combine those things, you can learn so much and you can really bootstrap your business. And I just like, for me, I truly feel that like if you learn how to sell, right? Like if you learn how to sell and you learn how to write in a way that sells, then you can really do anything in life. Like it applies to everything in life, but it definitely for your business. And so to me, it's just like, man, I spent time learning how to grow a Twitter audience and how to do a webinar and how to do all this shit that didn't matter. And if I would have invested that energy into learning copy and learning sales sooner, I did do those things too, but if I would have put more energy into that, like I wish I would have done that, you know? Yeah. And so now hopefully someone will read this or listen to this and go do that.
Yeah, I hope so too.
All right, that's it. That's our five things. You know, this list, it's like I said, we just kind of had a conversation and started throwing some things out there. Oh, I wish I'd done this. I wish I'd done this. So this isn't an exhaustive list. We might think of something that's even more important later, but it's a pretty good list. And hopefully y'all will be able to use it to improve your businesses. But what we'd really like to know is, no matter whether your business is only a few months old or you've been doing this for 10 years, like we would love to hear, you know, one or two things that you wish you had known when you'd started. Like I think it would be so cool if this episode, more than any other episode we did, was just loaded with comments and just sharing all of our listeners' perspectives, because you guys have learned your own things and you've had your own successes. And I truly believe, like, it doesn't matter if you are brand new or if you've been doing this forever, you have value to share. You have things that you can teach other people. I think we see that in our course all the time. The OGs that have been doing, you know, doing the freelance thing for 6, 7, 8 months, whatever it is, like some of them respond to questions for our new members. And it's just amazing how much insight they have, how much they've learned. And that goes for everything, whether you're a blogger or freelance or whatever you do. If you listen to this, like, let us know. You have a business or you're getting ready to start a business, like you've got experience, share it with us in the comments. And if there's enough good stuff, we might be able to just share some of that like on a future episode, which I think would be really cool.
Yeah, I think that'd be awesome.
Yep. So that's it. We're done for the day. We'll be back next episode. Please subscribe on iTunes or whatever other thing you listen to the podcast on. And we'll see you next time. You've been listening to the Laptop Empires podcast with Mike Yonda and Bobby Hoyt. For more information and the resources mentioned in this episode, go to laptopempires.com/podcast.
We out.